What did he do?
Good evening. The time is now 5:02. The Warwick Finance Committee is open. A few announcements to start us off, please. First of all, I'd like to start off by saying, let me do the acceptance of the minutes first. If I may have an acceptance of the minutes for the May 8th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So just for the participants, members of the council, and for participants to know, in the Finance Committee, PCR 24-23, formerly bid 2023-088, repairs to engine 13. I'll put this out now. That has been requested to hold. I just want to put this out, so what we'll do is I'll go ahead and call for a motion on the minutes, and then I'll request a motion from this committee to hold until June 26th. May I have a motion to accept the minutes from the Warwick Finance Committee for May 8th, 2023?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. As I mentioned, PCR 24-23, that is repairs to engine 13. The administration has requested we hold until June 26th. Are there any questions for members of the committee? Questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion?
Hold. Motion to hold till June 26th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all so much. We now go into the bid packet. PCR 59-23, bid 2023-458, engineering service during construction for Lincoln Avenue Pipeline Rehabilitation, Contract 1. Good evening, Director. Please identify name, title, and department.
Good evening. Terry DiPetrillo, Chief of the Water Division. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Chairman, sir.
Right behind you. Just real quick, before we start the meeting, I believe we were going to make note that we realize there's a large bid docket this evening, but we're going to work with the administration, and we're not going to be seeing these large numbers going forward. We're going to, they're caught up now, so we're going to make sure that the departments get their things into the council on time, and so we won't have these large bid packages going forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate you mentioning that. I was going to announce it a couple times during the meeting, but thank you. Director?
Thank you.
The Water Division is requesting an exemption to notice to engage in services with Stanton Consulting Engineering during the construction of the Lincoln Pipeline Rehabilitation Project. That's the line that runs under Patuxent River, Route 37, 95, back under Route 37 to Lincoln Avenue, for the amount of spent up to $411,000.
Questions for members of this committee? Questions for members of the council? Councilman Lattisaw.
Waiting until the airplane passes over. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director, I just want to put on the record the conversation that you and I had just a few minutes ago regarding the bid request for $411,000. The discussion was about the hours, and you had indicated to me that this is assuming 700 total hours involved in doing this work. However, we will only be charged as the hours occur.
That's correct.
It's not going to be 411,000 whether they put in 600 hours or 700 hours.
Correct.
Correct. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Is there anyone else from the council that would like to ask any questions or address. Is there anyone from members of the public? Any questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Director. Item number two is bid 2024-053, network and fiber connectivity.
Good evening.
Thank you.
This is Phil Carlucci. I'm the MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award $285,000 to Cox Communications, Inc. and FiberTech Holding, also known as Crown Castle, to cover services July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2024. This covers our networking for the entire city. There's a breakdown of the money below. What I really wanted to point out on this is at our current standard pricing. One of the projects that you're all aware of that we have approval on, at least going forward with the bid piece of it, we're looking to reduce our monthly charge. Right now it runs just over 20 grand. We're hoping to spend ARPA funding up front for fiber connections during the year at our major locations. That will cut the operating costs probably between 50, I don't want to be too optimistic, but between 50 and 75%. So we're asking for the money because we're just at the point where we've received the bids. We're evaluating them. Don't care to discuss too much about them in detail because the bidders have not been informed, but I can tell you that they're looking to be very favorable. Now we have to make the plan that we're going to actually enact them, run the fiber to these various locations, and be able to cancel these services as we cut over to the new service.
Thank you, Director. Are there any questions for members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
You don't have to do it right this second, but if you're able to quantify for us the anticipated savings prospectively, that'd be helpful, because obviously we get a lot of questions about the way the city's using ARPA funds and whether they're one time in nature, set us up for the long term. This seems like another clear example of one that sets us up for the long term and reduces the operating budget. So I think it's good to have these in our back pocket when folks have questions.
I'd be happy to get you the numbers we're seeing in the bids. Probably tomorrow be able to pull out what those numbers are. But I can tell you that right now that project looks to have about a three-year payback.
Okay, great. Thank you. And a three-year payback and a lifespan of
10 years.
Okay.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Director.
Hello, sir.
I don't know if you can hear it or not, but we get this humming noise going on in the background.
As soon as I'm done, I'm going to turn down the volume.
Okay. You say over here that it represents an approximate 4% increase over previous year's invoice. Are you finding that's pretty much the norm, more or less, of what's going on in the technology industry?
I think you may be looking at...
you're right. I'm looking at the next one.
I'm going to answer your question for you.
Okay.
Actually, 4% is on the low end, and I'll explain how we got, part of that through there.
Okay.
But it varies by technology. Software usually runs about a 10% increase per year. We have some that don't increase at all, others that increase 18%, but it averages out to about a 10% increase each year. From a communications and networking standpoint,
Okay, we were
able to reduce some of the locations, so this actually went down this year from 2023.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. We'll move on to item number three, bid 2024-049. Munis support and licensing update. Director?
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid to award Munis Software Maintenance to Tyler Technologies in the amount of $250,215.81. Munis, as I'm sure you all know, is the financial systems that the city uses for its financial backends, payroll, human resources, so on and so forth, or purchasing and things like that. This does represent a smaller increase, but that increase, I want to be very careful there because there were some modules that were paid for out of a capital for its first year when we bought it, and now they're going on to maintenance. So it's not necessarily 100% apples to apples. Munis charges their maintenance fee schedule by the module. So purchasing could go up this much, and the general ledger could go up that much. It all balances out over time.
Thank you, Director. Questions from members of this committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Just looking at this, these are all module-based pricing, not user seat-driven?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Question comments from members of the public? Members of the public. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Director, I'm just going to request the committee do a quick, no more than 5-minute recess. If you could come take care of the electric. Request for a 5-minute recess. Thank you. All in favor? Aye. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Warwick Finance Committee, the director did some work. So we're getting ready to go back at it. Thank you, everyone. We do apologize about the interruption. Item number four is bid 2023-459, State Street Pump Station and Water System Integration Control. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Terry DiPetrillo, Chief of the Water Division. The Water Division is requesting an exemption to notice to engage in services with Beta Group Engineering for the State Street Pump Station and the integration of IC control. Basically, the IC control is the SCADA system. The existing INC control for the water distribution system was installed in 1997 with limited improvements since Ari Erickson, the original vendor who had installed the system, has indicated that several of the critical components are no longer manufactured. Thus, any improvements completed at the State Street Water Booster Station would require a system-wide upgrade due to the existing and new equipment being incompatible. So this station was built in 1939 with basically no improvements up until a couple years ago. We replaced some OS and Y valves ourselves. But these pumps are going back to 1939. And some of the housings, they're starting to rot, and they can't be replaced. So Beta Engineering is going to do a design to redo all the pumps, remove some electrical motors that we have in there, bring it up to the 21st century. It's an important part of, it's the only pump station we have in the city. The rest of the city is gravity fed. The elevation at Warwick Neck is higher than our tanks on Bull Hill Road and higher than the Scituate Reservoir. So it's critical for that neighborhood to, have this pump station updated.
Thank you, Director. I just have one quick, you said earlier in your statement that how old is the equipment we're speaking of?
1939.
Wow. Thank you. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from comments from members of the public? Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Bid number five, bid 2024-034 Alpha, medical supplies and equipment. This is found on page 26.
Good evening. Jason Umbenhauer, Assistant Chief of the Fire Department.
Good evening, Chief.
Fire department's recommending that bid for medical supplies and equipment, bid 2024-034, be awarded to Boundary Medical of Dublin, Ohio. They submitted the lowest pricing on most of the items specified. This is a one-year bid for an amount not to exceed $80,000.
Chief, if I'm looking at your packet, may I ask why it's almost 100 pages?
So there's a lot of items. At one time, we had thought about doing a blanket percentage off list. But when it comes to medical supplies, each of the manufacturers give different discounts based on the quantity of use. So we found that over the years, we found that to put a large item list, like there's like 300 items on this, together, we got a lot better pricing than if we just did a blanket percentage off their list pricing. And there was seven vendors, so that's pricing from seven different vendors.
There were seven what, please?
There were seven total bidders.
Yes.
And there's 300 and some items each. So when they calculated the spreadsheet printed out in a very large amount of pages.
Okay, so this final that the price, do the price vary, the prices, do they vary with all the vendors on every item, or does this one company beat every item?
In almost all the items, Boundary Medical is the lowest vendor. Our EMS chief went through each of the items to make sure they qualified. And he found that most of the items, Boundary, who has won this award, are probably over the last at least 10 years that I've been here. They are always the most aggressive pricing for the fire department. They've always been a great vendor of ours. McKesson also bid most of the items. They weren't as aggressive on their pricing. And the other five vendors only bid a couple of different items that were specific to them.
Thank you. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Chief.
Good evening.
Chief, are you familiar with... we'll call it the kind of unwritten guidance that we have regarding these types of bids. And it goes back to probably 2016 when we had requested numerous times that when you go out for bids, that you just give 20, 25 items max to the vendors for pricing, because in the past that wasn't happening. And quite frankly, I'm particularly annoyed that I'm looking at 94 pages of bids times the quantity of bidders. And it particularly annoys me that I'm expected to go through some 2,300 or 2,400 numbers for a 13-cent item. I think this was totally unnecessary to hit us with all of these items, in addition to the labor to put it together, the cost of the paper, the cost of the ink, and forgive me, but somehow I think I just got poked. And I completely disagree with your suggestion of awarding it all to Boundary Medical, because I'm sure it's no surprise to anyone that I did manage to get through the majority of these bids. And in here, you state that there's the majority of these numbers, or the lion's share, whatever the word was, Boundary is the cheapest. Well, in the time I spent on this, just this one item, I found at least 40 items that were cheaper with the other vendors. Some of them substantially cheaper. In addition to that, what I found out is that some of these numbers don't even make sense, because you have some of these items, and we can stay here for the next 10 minutes or more, depending upon how people feel. Some of these items, Chief, Boundary Medical is showing, as an example, a few dollars. The same item with Stryker or McKesson or Mercedes is like $400. The discrepancy is so significant, but yet they're stipulating the same product. And that makes no sense to me. And then when I see some of the numbers that are repetitive but different in here, it just says to me, or it makes me ask the question, who reviews these documents? Who reviews all of these numbers? Who takes the 3 or 4 hours that I spent going through this to see where these things are? Does anybody do that? Or do we just get all this stuff and then, you know, run away with it? I see things in here that says, as an example, in Boundary Medical, number 317, there is an item here that says each $284.57. But then when you look at Mercedes, they're showing something in there that says 6 cases. But how many in a case? I have no idea, because it doesn't tell us how many in a case. In McKesson, item number 6 and 7, it seems to be the same thing, but it looks as though there's a reversal in numbers. One item shows at $9.72, and then the item right below it shows it at 97 cents. As I'm trying to wrap my arms around what does it mean, my question is there an error in those numbers? Item 15 with McKesson, or McKesson, however you pronounce it, it's showing 10 per box for $77.72. Is that per box or is that per item? And there's others in here similar to that, which are even more questionable because the numbers are a bit smaller. So I see a lot of things in here that mathematically these things just don't seem to be adding up. And I was wondering if you have any explanation for that or any reasoning for it, or should this be something that perhaps you may want to take back to the station and have somebody do a little closer analysis on these numbers to see where these discrepancies are coming from, or how many in a box? Is it 10 in a box or is it 10 packages in a box? Because there's those type of things that occur through this as well. And it's just very, very difficult to sit here and try to analyze and digest all of these numbers when things don't add up and when I find so many items that are less from other vendors. Now, one might fall back and say, well, you know, before you were screaming that you wanted to have one vendor. Yeah, that's right. Back in 2016 and 17 and 18, we sure were. But over the last few years, the COVID years, and you've heard me talk about it numerous times on the mic, I supported DPW. I supported the water department. I supported you guys and the police department as well for multiple bidders, MIS, because I understand what's going on in the business world. But in this case, I can't support just giving a carte blanche to this Boundary Medical when there are so many lower bids from other vendors, and some of them significantly lower. It just doesn't make any sense. So the floor is yours, Chief.
So the EMS chief looks at over all these bids. So this bid package that you have in front of you is not put together by the fire department. This is put together by the purchasing department.
It was put together by who?
The purchasing department. Is it responsible for the bid
minutes? The purchasing department put this bid together.
Correct. Not the bid.
The fire department had nothing to do with it.
Not the bid. The bid minutes that you see in front of you with the pricing from each of the vendors, the purchasing department puts together, not the fire department. So they take all the bids that come in to purchasing after they open them, and they put all of the results of the bid on a paper in bid minutes, and that's what you guys have in your package. So no, the 90-some pages were not from the fire department. That's from the purchasing department.
Chief, who put together the 368 items on this bid? Was it the fire department or was it the purchasing?
The fire department did, and like I explained to the chairman earlier, we find that it's much more financially economical to actually itemize this. We tried once upon a time, we tried doing a blanket percentage off list, but all the different medical manufacturers give different discounts. So we found out that when we tried to do that, that the prices were much higher than if we actually had them itemize each of the medical supplies and equipment that we actually use on a day-to-day basis. And we found out that we are getting much better pricing that way. So we've had a 300 item bid for this since I was the EMS chief back in 2014. That's the way that this bid has always been. And we always find that we get the best price in this way. And even the vendor will tell you, you get better pricing if you tell me exactly what item you're going to buy, because then I can go to the manufacturer and get the best discount I can get from them. If you just say, give me a percentage off everything in your catalog, he's like, I'm just going to give you a blanket 5%, and you may get 30% from one vendor otherwise. So that's the reason we do it. The bid minutes are made by purchasing, so what you've seen in your bid package is not the result of the fire department's analysis of it. It's the bid results that are tabulated together and put in on a paper for you. So my EMS chief takes all those numbers, takes all those bids, and tabulates them up. He matches price per each, price per quantity of 10. He finds the items that are incorrect or mispriced, and he does a comparison, and he makes a recommendation to me as to which vendor he thinks has the lowest price on most of the items. And his recommendation was Boundary Medical.
So these bids don't have any percentage of discounts. It's all net amounts. But I think you bring up a good point with regard to who's responsible for 94 pages, almost 2,400 sets of numbers that we're expected to go through. Is purchasing here? I'd like to hear from purchasing.
Councilman Aaron Mackesy, Deputy Chief of Staff to the Mayor. The purchasing director had a family emergency, unable to be here today, and will be out for the rest of the week. If it's a specific question, we can call them on their cell phone and get you an answer, but can't guarantee we'll have it tonight.
So there's no one else here from the purchasing department?
We have the finance director, but aside from that, no.
Okay. Well, the question is, how is it we end up with, or why did we get all of these numbers and we're expected to go through it? So, Chief, my question to you is, being that, and I'll be happy to show you these numbers right now, where there are somewhere in the vicinity of 40 items that are more competitive. You were talking, and rightfully so, talking about getting the best numbers, getting the cheapest price for the taxpayers, and that's what we all want. So with that said, now with me informing you that there is about 40 items here, and it could be more, could be less. I don't have the exact page items right in front of me. I do have a lot of them highlighted off. Would you have any objection to listing the four entities, which is Boundtree, McKinson, Mercedes, and Stryker, as potential vendors? And you would purchase whatever respective items that you need to purchase from the best price you can get. This is what the other departments have been doing, and doing quite well over the last couple of COVID years. Would you have any objections to amending this to include McKesson, Mercedes, and Stryker?
My answer would be the same as it was in previous years. I have no objection to two different vendors, but the procurement process of these medical supplies happens on a every day, every couple day basis. where we're ordering stuff as it's getting used in the field, and we're getting replenished in these supplies. Trying to pick from four different vendors is very tedious, to try to go through this list every single time and then place four different orders with four different vendors several times a week. And that creates a lot of paperwork and adds a lot of things. If you want to pick two that you think encompass the majority of it, probably McKesson would probably be the closest to Boundary. And price-wise, I have no objection to adding a vendor and using their pricing for particular items. But again, I go off the recommendation of the EMS chief. He's got a lot of things that he's looked at this bid that I don't necessarily have with me right now, but I can find out for you. If you give me a list of those specific items that you're concerned with, that the pricing is significantly different, I can definitely look into it. And it might be, in the instance you gave where one was $9, the other was $93, my guess is they wrote each, they meant buy the box of 10. That's my guess, but I didn't write the bid minutes.
Well, some of them are not significant, and some of them are significant. The point of the matter is there's a lot of them that are more economical from other vendors. Now, I know DPW, they have multitudes of vendors, particularly for their OEM parts, and this is something that we have our conversations all the time. The same thing with the water department. And they seem to be doing pretty well with using multiple vendors. And I don't see why you can't do the same thing. If we're talking about something that is a couple of pennies difference, no. But if you're talking about something that, you know, is in the hundreds of dollars or in some cases more, then yeah, I would expect you to do that.
Councilman.
Chief, go ahead.
I understand your concerns, but it goes a lot further than that. And if you could give me the specifics on those items, I could look into them and I could give you our determination on it. A lot of times what these bidders do is they don't have a product that meets the specifications. They just throw the next available product in there that may not meet the specification. So more than likely in a lot of them, they either interpreted the item description wrong. They put an item in there that they had that, you know, could meet the specification. Even sometimes what they'll do is they'll put a high case quantity on there, something we use one or two of in a year, and they'll throw a case of 100 at us. We don't need 100 of them. We need one or two. So
thank you, Chief. I have to interject and give other council members the opportunity. Councilwoman Travis.
Yes. Hi, Chief. Is there a reason this is a one-year bid?
Because the prices on these medical supplies fluctuate very drastically. Actually, a lot of our vendors are recommending like a 6-month bid because it's very hard for them to project, especially in these times, a year out from now. And even actually most of the time it's more than like 15 months because this bid doesn't even go effect until July, the end of July. So they're trying to predict price in for July, the end of July of 2024. Because they have to, once they sign the contract, they have to hold to this price in. So nobody, for as far as these type of supplies go, is going to go for more than a year bid. Services maybe can go for longer because that's more stable. But as far as medical supplies go, the price fluctuates very, very dramatically, especially right now.
So we'll have to do this again next year. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Ricks.
So I can imagine how much work it was to put this whole packet together. And I do think that that is, in general, the better approach for the reasons that you said. If it's better to give all of the vendors the list of the 350 different parts, and that's what gets us the lowest bids, then I'm all for it. I do think that Councilman Lattiser has some legitimate points when it comes to the formatting of the packet. And I do understand that part of all of this is having to do with the City Council's usual procedures and how we typically ask for all of the paper copies. And yeah, this is a situation that doesn't really lend itself towards paper copies. It would be a lot simpler with an Excel sheet, but that's really not something that you have any control over. That's something that we members of the City Council can have a discussion with the administration on, because I know that it was from what you stated, the purchasing department that put this all together. I feel like a relatively easy solution here would involve more of a change to the formatting of this, so that if the city council were to have received an Excel spreadsheet that's searchable, as opposed to thumbing through the 90 plus pages of all of these different items, then it would be really easy for us to just search by the particular item, pop that into the search, click enter a few times, and just quickly browse through all of the different vendors, as opposed to flipping through all of these pages and trying to physically locate it all. I think that, you know, a similar system there could also make it simpler for the department when it comes to resupplying, in order to use that type of formatting to quickly locate, okay, this is the respective vendor who's on the list for that piece, cut down for administration time on reordering. I know it's not the same thing, but I feel like there are ways that just changing some of the formatting and accessibility of all of this can improve. And I think that that's a good conversation for a later time. With everything as it is being presented to us right now, I do think that that more balanced approach of having two vendors for those respective parts would satisfy the city's goals of saving money, as well as limiting the total amount of time, because I can understand how administratively trying to sort out through those four different vendors may take some significant time. Although I think that there are ways to change the formatting and such to make it really easy to just be able to go through that list and to streamline those processes. So I do want to make sure to thank you again for you and your department doing your due diligence, going through those 350 items instead of just sending out a request for a flat percentage off. Because at the end of the day, if that's the approach, even if it's taking a little bit more time to save the city many thousands of dollars, then it's worth it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So it's interesting to hear that there's some positive feelings about having all of these bids, but it's interesting to see that I'm the one that had to come up with the math to do all this. So, Chief, one of the items.
Councilman, I'm so sorry. If I may, we gave you a lot of leniency. We gave you 15 minutes because we understand the depth of the packet. We went through the council. We went through the committee. We're ready to go to the public.
Well, would you like to hear about one item that's $250 less? Just one item, Mr. Chairman. And that's what I was getting to right now with the chief. Three particular items. We're not talking 20-cent difference here. We're talking 15, 20, 30% difference. That's a difference.
I understand. And so I'll before you ask the question, I'll pose a question to the chief. The councilman wants to extend the time on the conversation and the questions. Did you receive a call from the councilman at any time seeking any information on this bid packet?
No, he didn't.
Okay, then I think that
and
we're ready to move on.
I'm asking a question now. Isn't this a public forum right here?
It absolutely is.
Council?
It absolutely is. It is a public. I'm going to answer your question, councilman.
So I'm asking a question.
Councilman, I'm going to answer your question. It is a public forum. It is the city council. We received our packets early. If there are major issues that you feel that have to be addressed, they can be addressed and then brought up in this public
forum, but you can find out the answers to your questions and then rehash them here in the public forum. But with the amount of packet bids we have in this packet, and after this committee, which makes the recommendation to this council, made our phone calls and did our job, I say again that we have the rules in place for so that we value the time of this committee, the time of this council, and the time of the citizens, and the time of the administration, so that we can keep this meeting moving along. That's why we get our packets prior to this meeting. That's why I got my packet last week, and I had the days to go ahead and study through it. So I understand, you know, your concern on this, but this committee has allotted you 15 minutes to go ahead and ask those questions, understanding this was a large packet. And you asked great questions, but we just went through it. Now I'm asking the public.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, as I've said before, you and me, we've had this conversation. We'll continue to have it as long as I'm serving on this council, and you are. You choose to do your job as an elected official as you so please. Mm-hmm. I choose to do mine the way I choose.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right,
there's
thank you.
No
laws thank you, Councilman.
That
we're
I have to make
we're moving
any
on.
Phone
thank you very much,
anybody.
Mr. Chairman. Go ahead.
And all this argument that we've been doing,
so,
I could have asked the questions right in the beginning.
I'm not arguing.
Mr. Chairman,
you,
if we could just move to the next item, please.
Yes, yes, Mr. President, but I would like to finish with this statement. I refuse to argue with a colleague. I am, however, going to run this committee and respect the time frames that are set forward from when the rules. Are there any questions from members of the public, members of or comments from members of the public? Thank you. The next item is bid 2024-051, computer hardware. Oh, my correction, 2024-040, post-type fire hydrants. Good evening, Director. Please identify in the department and title.
Terry DiPetrillo, Chief of the Water Division. The Water Division received four bids for post-type fire hydrants, and I recommend that the vendors listed John Holy, Ferguson, Cormain, and Warwick Water. We will order items submitted for this bid. Items will be chosen based on the lowest qualified bidder. The current contract bid expires June 30th, 2023. The new contract period will be July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2024. All items will be ordered on a needed basis. And I'm sorry, that's for $65,000.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council. Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Because you cut me off on the last one, I wanted to request a PCR on 2024-034A.
Councilman, I am going to refer to the solicitor on this, but my opinion on that is I did not cut you off. I gave you 15 minutes, and we had a discussion afterwards. You could have requested that prior. So as far as I'm concerned, we moved on to the next bid. Solicitor?
Please assign a PCR.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
At any time, if it's requested prior to passage, we can assign a PCR.
Thank you, then we will do that.
We went through a discussion on it. We'll assign a PCR on it. The committee can make its recommendation.
I need you to speak into the microphone. I can't hear you.
A request has been made for a PCR. We've concluded discussion on it. It would be appropriate at this time, one, for the clerk to assign the PCR, and two, for the committee to make its recommendation to the full council.
Thank you. Follow-up question. We're now on bid 2024-040. May I finish this bid and go back to the request for a PCR?
It's your prerogative on which to do in which order.
Thank you. Councilman, so we will assign that a PCR. I'm just going to finish this bid.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions for members of the council on bid 2024-040? Are there any questions or comments from members of the public? Bid 2024-040. Thank you. Thank you, Director. We will now go back to bid 2024-034 Alpha Medical Supplies and Equipment. The request for a PCR was made by Councilman Lattisaw. City Clerk?
PCR 6123.
It'll be now PCR 61-23, bid 2024-034 Alpha will now be PCR 61-23. Solicitor,
Do we vote on that now or do we wait? Okay, thank you. May I have a recommendation on PCR 61-23?
Favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next will be bid 2024-051, computer hardware and related equipment. Good evening, Director. Please identify and title and name.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid for workstations, laptops, tablets, printers, copiers, and computer peripherals in the amount not to exceed $50,000. This will be covering our July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2024 normal replacement schedule. I know we've discussed it before, but just to remind everyone the methodology we use on this, because it would be technically impossible for us to go out to bid for specifics that we're looking for at any given time, a set of laptops or a set of desktops that we were going to replace. By the time we were to go through the bid process, the supply chain could have dried up, models could have changed, and we'd be in a constant set of coming back. So what we do is kind of a mini bid each purchase. So when we group a department that's going to have a replacement, we need 20 desktops at certain specifications, we will actually go out to the approved vendor list and send them the specifications and say, please provide us availability and cost. We then pick availability within reason, but mostly on cost. We'll pick the lowest bidder at that time and give them the purchase order in a timely fashion. So the methodology has been working out for us over the last few years. We've tried it. We've been able to get favorable pricing. And to Councilman Lattiser's earlier question about technology, if there's anything that is remains very unstable from the pandemic days, it's the desktop, laptop, peripherals. The supply chains on these things have still not recovered fully, and cost variances are across the board.
Thank you, Director. Questions, comments from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. At this time,
Thank you,
Director. At this time, I will go through the committee, the council, then the public. If there's any items on this bid package that they would like to pull and discuss within this committee. Thank you. I'll give everyone a moment. I know it's a thick package. I'll give the committee a moment. You got it. Councilman Gebhardt requests item number 18, 2024-041, police radio tower rental. That is found on page 232. I'm sorry. Yeah. You have any more?
No.
Oh, okay. Is there any items that members of the council, Council President McAllister?
Thank you. I'd like to pull 2023-451.
Item number, please, Mr. President.
451, which is number 27.
Thank you. That is 2023-451, fabrication and delivery of welcome signs?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any items that members of the council would like to pull from the bid for discussion? Councilman Lattiser.
Item number 10, universal green fluorine free foam, found on page 165.
2023-436, page 165, Councilman Lattisaur.
Correct. I have others too when you're ready.
Oh yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. I was giving you a chance to look.
Item number 11, 2024-048, fire and police annual licenses, found on page 168.
Thank you.
Item number 12, e-permitting, found on page 174. That's 2024-056.
Thank you.
Item number 15, 2024-052, found on page 194.
Fiber circuits for citywide network?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you.
And item number 20, 2023-431, found on page 267.
Item number 20, 2023-431, OEM parts for Mercury Marine Motors, found on page 267.
Correct.
Thank you.
Item 23, 2024-059, LifePak 15 monitor service, found on page 381.
Thank you.
And item number 25, 2024-060, marine boat diesel fuel, found on page 389.
Thank you. All set, Councilman?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I would like to just discuss item number 28, 2024-037, Warwick Police Youth Leadership Camp. Yep, yep. Councilman Ricks?
To briefly add to the list, I would be interested in pulling items for discussion numbers 21 and 22, which are 2024-033A and B.
So medications for emergency medical services and 2024-034 Bravo medical supplies and equipment?
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further? Are there any items members of the public would like to have discussed? Are there any items from the bid package members of the public? Thank you. And so tradition, we'll just continue going in the order of the bids through the item number. So we will start at item number 10. That is 2023-436, universal green fluorine free foam. Say that fast three times. That is requested by Councilman Lattisaur. Chief, if you wouldn't mind just doing the identification.
Jason Umbenhauer, Assistant Chief of the Fire Department.
Thank you, Chief. This is found on page 165. Councilman Lattisaur, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. Chief, on your the list of the items, how many of each of these items are you purchasing? It says National Foam, Universal Green Foam. The first one is 330-gallon tote. Is that for one 330-gallon tote, or is what is a 330-gallon tote?
It's 330-gallon tote. That's for one, and that we plan on purchasing two. That is to replace foam that we used in an incident in Cranston last calendar year. So that money has been reimbursed by the city of Cranston to the city of Warwick, and we have to purchase that foam to replace what we used in their city.
So these unit prices that I see, is that per?
Yes.
Okay.
330 gallons of foam is $16,000.
And you said that CNS Specialties didn't meet the specs, but I don't see a copy of the specs that you proposed in the package. Had you sent them off to purchasing?
Purchasing has the specifications. They put it out to bid, yes.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see any specs in my package. I don't know if you have them in yours or not. I think it's important that we receive all of the documents that are necessary for us to analyze this. So I don't see them here.
Oh.
Chief, what is... It says that CNS Specialty submitted a bid, excuse me, for foam that is not alcohol resistant. Therefore, it does not meet the specifications of the state foam task force, but should meet the needs of the fire department for everyday foam operations. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure.
Statement?
So the city of Warwick is part of a statewide foam task force, which is designated primarily to the Port of Providence. The hazards that the foam is primarily used for there include alcohol-based hazardous materials. And the foam that we need to use for that task force, which is what those 330-gallon totes are for, they're for a foam trailer that carries 330 gallons with a turret. Those are required to be alcohol resistant, which means when they're placed on an alcohol fueled fire, there's a limited amount of time which they are required to, the foam is required to cover before it breaks down. So the state requires us to use foam that is very specific to their recommendations. We also carry foam on our engine companies for lesser type fires, like electrical fires, lithium ion battery fires, and petroleum based fires. The other foam that was bid by CNS Specialty would fulfill the needs of the fire department, and at a significantly cheaper price, we're willing to try the foam that they recommend and that they bid to try to or capture some of that savings instead of buying the more expensive foam. We believe it'll fit the needs of the fire department, but it will not fit the needs of the statewide team.
Okay, thank you. I'm good with that, Chairman.
I'm sorry, Councilman.
I say I'm all set with that.
Thank you so much. Yep. Any questions for members of the committee? Questions for members of the council? Questions, comments for members of the public? Questions, comments for members of the public?